Washing machine, finest as you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing.
B-U-Z does everything.
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by the new Does, the soap that does everything in your life. Well, if you've ever wanted to throw a pie at Ralph Edwards, you can do it now, because he's going to be at every newsstand in the country.
Yes, Harold.
On the front cover of Radio Mirror magazine.
Oh.
And here he is, your Truth or Consequences man, Ralph Edwards.
Hi, at me, they can buy the Radio Mirror, Harlow.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox, the greeting party player.
You know, Ralph, you've got everything.
Do you really think so, Harlow?
Yes, sir. You've got everything you could ask for in a laundry soap when you've got the
new
Does.
Yes, sir. Don't forget, folks, in the same famous red box. I might have expected that of you, Harlow. And, Harlow, we have surprises galore on Truth or Consequences for everybody listening tonight. I hope all of you have sent in your entries in the Pop and Mama Hush Contest for the Mental Health Drive in time to make yourself eligible for the phone calls we'll make next week. Hello?
Hello.
Stand by. What? Did you say anything?
Hello.
That's it. Stand back and say hello.
Hello.
That's it. I'll use you in a minute. Stand by for a very important clue from Pop and Mama Hush later in the program, although no calls tonight. A sailor at our microphone. We're mighty happy to have you here, sir. Boatswain's mate, what's your name?
Martini. Cleland Martini. Cleland Martini.
Cleland Martini. Nice to have you here. Cleland, what do you have as a nickname? Very dry or something like that, probably. Right. What did your buddy say in the audience?
No.
Well, Mr. Martini, where are you from originally?
New Jersey.
Whereabouts in New Jersey?
Norwood, New Jersey.
Good. Mrs. Walter H. Chrisman of Springfield, Ohio, asks this question. Why is a mosquito like a small child? Truth or Consequences, Bosun Mate Cleland Martini, and you're from New Jersey. Norwood. Why is a mosquito like a small child? When it stops making a noise, you know it's getting into something. Well, you haven't told the truth. Wasn't that a joker? You look like you're on shipboard the way you're taking microphone. Living up to your last name here. Stand still, please. Mr. Martini, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Cleland, have you mailed your Christmas gifts already?
Well, not all of them yet.
I hope you have, because we should all send our Christmas mail early. There's one little Christmas gift you haven't mailed, Bosun Mate Cleland Martini. We know this because we're going to give it to you right now, and we want you to mail it to a friend. Now, you told us just before we went on the air that you had a girlfriend in New York City. Is that right?
That's right.
How many other fellows had girlfriends in New York City? There are about 10 of you around here. But we chose you, sailor. All right, now, can you give us her name and address, please, the girlfriend?
Yes, Miss Kathleen Mariah. 1372 81st Street, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah. What's her last name?
Mariah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Martini, Martini follows Mariah, she's the other way around. Mr. Martini, here is the Christmas gift you're going to mail to your girlfriend in New York City. In Brooklyn, is she?
That's right.
Okay. Here it is, a beautiful gift, a gorgeous, sparkling 50-pound cake of ice. And here it is. Turn on the microphone. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's all yours. Don't thank us. Cleland, please. All right, now, we want you to be sure and mail this Christmas cake of ice right away, early. And here to help you mail it is the postmaster of Los Angeles, Mr. Michael D. Fanny.
Hello. How are you, Martin?
Now, Mr. Fanning, if Sailor Martini here mails this cake of ice today, when do you think it'll reach New York City?
Well, with the Christmas rush really at its height, it should reach New York City around Friday.
Friday, you hear that, please?
Yes, I heard that.
Of course, it's pretty late to mail Christmas packages. But if you mail packages to the east right away, they'll still get there before Christmas.
Oh, well, you'll have time then, you see.
I see.
Yes.
Christmas cards and letters by air can be mailed east by the 18th at the latest, but of course, the sooner the better.
Yes, well, now, Mr. Martini, when this beautiful, now 50-pound cake of ice is delivered to your girlfriend in New York City, we'll pay $10 a pound for every pound of it that's left. You see? Okay?
Yeah.
It's a good deal. In other words, for every pound that has not melted away, you and your girlfriend can split $10 a pound. Agreed? Is that a deal?
Yes, that's a deal.
All right. Mr. Fanning, what's the best way to pack the ice?
Well, I think it should be packed in rubber with a canvas bag around it and a label saying, keep away from heat.
Yes. Well, you're not going along, are you?
No,
Lieutenant, all right.
And since Mr. Martini wants his cake of ice weighed as soon as it arrives, how about addressing the cake of ice in care of my good friend, Postmaster Albert Goldman of New York City?
That's a good idea. All right, and Mr. Goldman will be there looking out for it. That's a very good suggestion, Mr. Fanning. Now, when this cake of ice arrives in New York City, addressed to your girlfriend, you see, it'll be weighed in the presence of the Postmaster of New York, Albert Goldman. And if this cake of ice doesn't melt at all, you and your girlfriend, what's her first name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen could split $500, Mr. Martini. Of course, it may melt just a little bit. Thank you very much, Postmaster Michael D. Fanning of Los Angeles. Well, having you with us. And, Mr. Martini, off you go to the Hollywood post office to mail your cake of ice.
Come on, I'll help you with it.
Oh, he's going to help you with it. The postmaster's going to help. Here we go. Why don't you put him on it and slide it out? That's good. Thank you very much, Mr. Fanning. And here's hoping you and Kathleen Cleland collect plenty of money on what's left of those frozen assets. We'll hear a report on how much you won next week on Truth or Consequences, we want to know. And, Mr. Martini, here's a big red box of the new does. If you sprinkle it on the ice, it might keep it from melting. You'll find that out.
Yes, sir. Well, does everything, you know.
It sure does, Ralph. Just listen to this letter about does.
Sure.
It's terrific.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. It's addressed to Procter & Gamble. It starts, Dear Sir.
Dear Sir. It's very original. Dear Sir.
Listen. The way your new does everything is wonderful. You say there's a big improvement in soaps and does has it. And that's right. The greatest improvement in soaps today is in new does.
A real does fan.
Get this, Ralph.
Yeah.
I've never seen a soap that could beat the whiteness does gives towels and linens. It's sensational, colossal. The utmost in whiteness any soap will give.
Boy, some letter.
Ah, there's more. Listen.
There's more, huh?
The new does gets the grimiest, toughest work shirt so dazzling clean it's almost miraculous. And without hard scrubbing either. Yet, listen, Ralph,
and
what it says about colors.
Colors.
Listen to this. The new does is amazing, terrific for colors in the wash.
Yeah. Let me see that letter, Harlow, will you?
Okay, you finish reading it. Here, right here.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Of all the leading wash day package soaps, does is absolutely safest for those pretty colors.
Uh-huh.
Does is wonderful. Signed, Harlow Wilcox. Harlow, you mean you wrote this letter?
Why, sure, Ralph. You like it?
Do I like it? What a guy.
Well, what a soap. Get the new does, everybody. It's in the same famous red box, right down the wash line. Does everything.
Okie dozy. Harlow Wilcox. You tricked me into that. Tricked me into reading. Hello.
Hi.
What is your name, please?
Floy Andrews.
Hello, Miss Andrews or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Good. Nice to have you here at our microphone. Have you ever lived anywhere else besides Los Angeles?
In Idaho.
Whereabouts in Idaho?
Fruitland, Idaho.
Where's that near?
Oh, it's about 60 miles south of Boise.
All right, here's a question for you. Mrs. Andrews, miss it, and we shall have a consequence. Mrs. John Eyer of Spokane, Washington, asks this question. What is the best way to avoid falling hair? Truth or consequences? Mrs. Floy Andrews.
Yeah, I don't know.
Best way to avoid falling hair? Jump out of the way. Well, isn't that awful? Mrs. Andrews, you haven't told truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, very often on Truth or Consequences, we put aside our pies and water tanks and go in for serious entertainment. And that's why in our warm-up, we tried to get ladies who could really, really sing beautifully tonight. Now, when we asked for ladies who could sing Glowworm during our warm-up period, you volunteered, and I must say you sang it the best. Have you studied singing?
Yes, I have.
You have? Are you a teacher or anything like
that?
No,
I'm not.
Well, you certainly were swell. You have a very fine voice, and I think that our great radio audience should have an opportunity to hear you. Now, so for your consequence tonight, we want you to sing Glowworm. And behind the curtain, we have a full orchestra to accompany you, okay? Have you sung in concert at all?
Yes.
Have
no.
you?
Well, yes.
Well, you will.
Not with an orchestra.
I see. And here is the, I tell you what, you come around here, because I want you to meet the conductor of the orchestra. Here he is to welcome you, Dr. Spicuro Gionesavini. Dr. Gionesavini, ladies and gentlemen, come out, sir, if you will, please. How do you do? Dr. Gionesavini, I want you to meet Mrs. Andrews, Miss Floy Andrews.
It is a pleasure, Signora.
Yes. Doctor, is there anything now you would like to ask Mrs. Andrews?
Yes, sir, please. Mrs. Andrews, what a key do you prefer to sing in, if you please?
Oh, in a high key.
In a high key.
Oh, what, approximately?
Around an E-flat, possibly.
Could be.
That's well.
Probably will.
Yes, I guess then we're about ready, eh, Doctor?
Yes, thank you so much, if you please.
Yes. Now, Mrs. Andrews, you get on this step right back here in the spotlight, if you please. Be careful of the microphone. And that's it. And Doctor, you right over there with the microphone, please, Mrs. Andrews. Doctor, you'll give her a little introduction first, won't you?
Yes, of course, sir.
The orchestra. Thank you. Are you ready now, Mrs. Andrews? All right. Remember, they're listening to you coast to coast. Truly, this is what we things do come once in a while out of Truth or Consequences. We have producers and everybody listening in. Please give it everything you can. Now the house lights dim. Dr. Jonas Savini raises his baton. And the orchestra plays the introduction to Glowworm.
Just a minute here, Mrs. Andrews.
What is going on? You see, Mrs. Andrews, we can't get serious on Truth or Consequences even if we want to. Meet your new conductor, Spike Jones.
Hi! Spike Jones behind that beard. Oh!
You're expecting...
You did?
I almost gave you away.
You were expecting maybe Toscanini?
Oh, sure. If I could get him.
I see.
All right. Now,
a music lover, huh?
Yes, Spike, how will you be able to hear Mrs. Andrews now? You're going to accompany her. How are you able to hear when your voice plays so loud?
Oh, that's very easy, Ralph. I just use earmuffs, that's all.
Oh, well, that's logical. Yes, that's understandable. That he gets here. All right. Now, Mrs. Andrews, are you ready to try Glowworm again? Glowworm.
I think I can sing it in spite of him.
Yes, all right.
In spite of him? All right.
Yes.
Because of him.
Now, don't be frightened if Glowworm... get slightly lit up at the end, will you? Don't worry about that. Now, if you can sing Glowworm without stopping, I mean just right on through to Spike Jones' accompaniment here, you'll get a nice prize.
All right.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay, now you wait for the introduction, Miss Anderson, all right?
You're sure you'll give me one?
Yes. All right. All right, here we go.
really a wonderful story.
You sounded like
the glue worm, Ralph.
It did sound like the glue worm, and you did better pronouncing it than I did. You stayed with him from the beginning, and when it was over, you were ahead by two lengths.
She certainly was.
Yeah.
She was even better than Beetlebum, Ralph.
Beetlebum is right. Spike, I don't know how to thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you very, very much, Ralph. Save your strength, because you'll need it when you appear on our show next week. Huh?
Oh, that's right. Next week I'll be on your show, Spike. Mm-hmm. By the way, I can't sing and I don't play an instrument. What can you do with me on your show?
Naive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good night, Ms. Andrews. Good night, Ralph.
Good night, Spike Jones. Good night, boy, and good night, City Slickers. See you next week. Thank you. Oh, my. Come here, Ms. Andrews. We've got a prize for you. Right into the microphone.
That was quite an experience singing with Spike Jones, wasn't it?
It surely was.
Well, we have for you a 14-carat, 17-jewel Bulova watch, plus $50 cash, and the big red box of the new Does, and thank you very much, and thanks, Spike Jones. Now, our husband and wife, the microphone. Hello, what is your name, please?
Dorothy Toll.
Hello, Miss Toll, where are you from?
From Columbus, Ohio.
Is that where your husband's from, too?
Where
are you from, husband?
Columbus, Ohio.
Originally?
Sure.
Come in close. What is your occupation?
I'm a student.
Where do you... Are you a student? Mm-hmm. School? Where do you go to school?
National schools.
That's good. I'm glad you're staying on this continent, then, aren't you? What is your occupation, Miss Toole?
I'm a housewife.
That's good. What happens in Columbus? You been out here long?
Oh, not here very long. We spent a year in Tucson, down with the... warm climate. We shiver a little bit around here.
Yes. True. We'll turn the microphone away from the Chamber of Commerce now and go on. What are the four different names for the American flag as used in the military service? Truth or consequences? Mr. and Mrs. Toll, T-O-L-L-E.
Oh.
Now in Venice, California. He's a student. And, do you have any children?
I have two boys.
Swell. What are the four different names for the American flag as used in military service? Flag, color, standard, and ensign. You haven't told the truth, Mr. and Mrs. Toll, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mrs. Toll, we want you to go backstage out of hearing distance. Your husband and I are going to discuss a certain question. No, you go on. Listen, if we can't come to an agreement on the particular question, we'll call you back and ask you to decide the question one way or the other. Okay? Go right off there with Phil Davis. Off you go. We'll call you back as soon as we're ready. She gone. She can't hear. Good. Hello, Mr. Toll. How you doing?
Very good, very good, sir.
Yes, yes. Now, Mr. Toll, would you say your wife is a very considerate, unselfish woman? She looks like a lovely girl.
I think she is.
Yes. Let me ask you this. If you and your wife were out walking, say, and you found a $100 bill, would she let you buy a new set of golf clubs or anything you wanted with the money, or would she insist on buying a new dress that she has had her eye on or something that she'd like? Huh? Don't make any snap decisions. Think it over. Would she let you have the golf clubs, or would she go buy a new dress with $100?
She'd get the dress.
Oh, now, I think she'd let you have the golf club.
I don't know about that.
No, I really think so. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you a pie in the face you're wrong. Huh? How about that?
Well,
is it a bet?
It's a bet.
I'll bet you a pie in the face you're wrong. I say that she'd give you the golf club. You say no, it would be the dress. All right. Now, we'll call your wife back and have her decide the question in a moment. Now, she won't see us because we'll both be on the other side of this screen here that divides the stage in half. Now, put the raincoats and shower caps on us, boys, and bring out the screen. Both of us will get all dressed up here so that if the pie ricochets, it won't ricochet. There we are. And we'll talk to her from this side of the screen, and we won't tell her what the bet is either. Now, give me the shower cap, please, Fred, and I'll be putting it on. That's the stuff. Now, you just get behind there and bring out a screen, too, please. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Johnny Pollock, turn on the microphone, and we'll walk over that way. That's it. Now, remember, you said, Mr. We're all set to go. Here, Fred, you hold the microphone for me, will you? That's it. Oh, bang, bang, Christ. That was my head. Don't think it was the microphone for a moment. How you doing over there, Mr. Toll?
Very good, sir.
Good. All right. Now, you said that she would buy the dress. I'll say she'll let you have the golf clubs. Now, bring her back, and don't anyone give the gag. Is this how you feel when you're behind one of these things?
I wonder.
I haven't been in here for a couple of years now, have I? Oh, my. Hello, are you there yet, Miss Toll? Mrs. Toll?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd let down by TWA in Tucson or something. Your husband and I are on the other side of the screen. You can't see us. That's because we don't want to have this affect your decision. Now, we couldn't come to an agreement on the question we talked about a little while ago, and we want you to decide it for us. Okay with you?
That's okay.
All right, now here's the question. If you and your husband were out walking, and you found a $100 bill, would you permit your husband to buy a new set of golf clubs with it, or would you buy a new dress for yourself? Now, think carefully. Would you allow him to get a set of golf clubs?
I would. I think I'd get a new dress.
Trying to uphold the integrity of woman. Listen, are you sure you understood the question? Mrs. Cole,
I think so.
Listen,
all right.
Supposing he didn't have golf clubs. He wanted them very badly. You understand? He didn't have it more than anything else he wanted. Now would you give him the golf clubs? I mean, he needs to get out in the fresh air. Or would you go off and buy a new dress?
Well, I tell you, he hasn't bought me a new dress in a year.
Come around the screen here and see what happened, if you please. Come around the screen and just look at what happened. Look at me. That's with a pie. You're looking at the guy who was 100% wrong. All right, I'm going to pull my head out of this hole here. Applause for somebody. Now, where are you? But to show you that there are no hard feelings, hello, how are you? To show you there are no hard feelings, here is $100. Mister, if you please, Mr. Toll, go out and buy that set of golf clubs, and don't let me catch you buying a dress unless your wife says so. Thanks a lot. You're swell sports, and I've never felt better in meringue. Thank you. As soon as I can get a pie off my face, we'll go on with the show. Don't forget your big red box from you guys, too. All right, now the new Duds nominates another dishpan duster. She's Mrs. Berta Trial of Fort Worth, Texas.
Mrs. Trial gave new Duds a trial, and this is her report. Duds does everything. Brightens my pan. It's nice to my hands. Right you are, Mrs. Trial. Duds suds stand up and clean up till the very last pan is shiny. And new Duds is made so rich, so fine. Changing to Duds from those strong soaps can actually mean smoother, softer hands. Why, it's Edward.
Give your dishes a daily dozen, folks.
I didn't know you
were. Give me a little Duds, too. I could use on my face. Now, attention, everybody. Listen to the voices of Papa and Mama Hush speaking from somewhere in the United States as they give the final clue. And then listen next week as we make as many calls as we can to hear if anyone can identify Papa and Mama Hush. Now, remember the riddle. If 2 and 3 are number B, then we are 4, yet we are 3. But when time's come and life's begun, 5 and 2 are then about 1. Papa and Mama Hush, will you give us the last clue, please?
Yes. You can waltz right into this, ladies and gentlemen. We have shown you by the riddle that our occupation is the same as Miss Hush.
That's right, Papa. And 5 and 2 in the alphabet are important if you turn the alphabet about.
Next Saturday night is the big night. Until then, for Mama and me, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Pop and Mama Hush, and thank you for the wonderful thing you're doing for the mental health drive. Now listen, everybody, to the giant jackpot of prizes you might win if you've already sent in your entry to the Pop and Mama Hush contest for the mental health drive. Let me get the meringue out of my eyes. Pupils open. Here it is. Jackpot. A 10-year supply of the new Duds. A 2 weeks vacation for two from any place in the United States to Union Pacific Sun Valley, Idaho. A new 1949 Nash Ambassador Air Flight automobile. A 3-year supply of Cyberlink Safe Air tires and tubes. A Victor Animatograph motion picture projector with a Victor motion picture camera and radiant screen. $2,500 in United States security bonds. A round trip for two to Washington, D.C. to witness the inauguration ceremonies of the President of the United States. With a week stay at the Statler Hotel. A Stromberg Carlson combination radio phonograph. A famous story in Clark spinet piano. A $2,000 hot point all-electric kitchen. This includes an automatic electric range, refrigerator, electric sink with automatic dishwasher and garbage disposal, plus matched hot point kitchen cabinets and counters. A $1,000 famous Columbia diamond ring in Columbia's exclusive setting. A living room full of Willett solid maple furniture designed by Royal Barry Wills. $1,000 man's hand-tailored wardrobe of clothes from Macintosh Studio Clothes of Hollywood, $1,000 woman's wardrobe of casual and sports clothes as designed by D.D. Johnson of Los Angeles.
From Harry Ferguson Incorporated, Detroit, a farm tractor complete with the Ferguson system of controlling implements hydraulically, a year's supply of food for a family of four, including Hunt's canned fruits and vegetables, Birdseye Frosted Foods, and meat from Oscar Mayer and Company, Packers and Sausage Manufacturers of Chicago. Adara James Home Workshop, consisting of the following power tools manufactured by the Toolcraft Corporation. Saw, jointer, drill press, lathe, sander, arbor bandsaw, all complete with stands and motors. $1,000 oil portrait of yourself or any member of your family, including photographs, by the well-known Ray Huff Studios, Los Angeles. $1,000 diamond and ruby Bulova wristwatch. $1,000 merchandise gift certificate from Spiegel's famous catalog mail order house of Chicago. 12 pairs of Deliso Debs shoes with matching Deliso Debs handbags by Lennox.
Plus, I'm going to get a pie in your face sometime, Wilcox.
Thank you.
Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints will paint your house outside and inside with Chemtone for the interior walls. A Bendix complete home laundry consisting of washer, dryer, and ironer. An Electrolux vacuum cleaner with all attachments. A house full of Artcraft all-metal Venetian blinds. And a Platina Fox fur coat, especially designed for this program by the famous Foyer Fur Company, one of Chicago's leading fur houses. Some fortunate person is going to win this dream world of prizes, so stand by your phones next Saturday as we make as many phone calls as we can to hear if someone can identify Pop and Mama Hush, and our heartfelt thanks to all of you who have entered this contest and contributed to the fight against America's number one health problem, mental health. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, Florence Urie.
Where do you live, Mrs. Urie?
In Orlando, here in Hollywood.
Good. All right, I'm going to ask you a simple question. If you don't get the right answer, we're going to give you what we consider the biggest prize ever given on Truth and Consequences. All right, now here's the question. What man, known as the father of his country, was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Aye, that's right, that's right. Oh, yes, congratulations. George Washington, she said. George Washington. All right, now you have won the biggest prize in the history of our show. Mrs. Urie of 934 North Orlando, Hollywood. You have won our studio audience. We're giving it to you, 450 strong. Studio audience, will you please start filing out? There are Tanner Gray Line buses outside, just like the ones you see taking tours around Hollywood, to take you over to Mrs. Urie's house at 934 North Orlando Street. How are you doing?
Oh,
she'll serve a buffet for you and all that. We know because we have things arranged that you don't know about there. Sandwiches, please start filing out. Now, what do you think of your prize, huh?
Oh, fine.
Yes, she said. All right, so long. And so long to your big prize, the NBC studio audience, plus a 72-piece set of fine art sterling silver to help serve your hundreds of guests, and a big red box with a new dust. Go ahead, folks. Go on. Their bus is waiting. Aren't we devils? Go ahead, everybody. Yes, really. Oh, happy go dozy singers want to say. Hello.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
No soap quite like the view does.
Finest does there ever was.
Now it's big news when you sing.
D-U-Z does everything.
From the whitest and the brightest to the roughest and the toughest.
With you does in your washing machine.
Work clothes come out oh so clean.
White things white and colored things bright.
D-U-Z does everything. D-U-Z.
Okie dozy, kids. Okie dozy. Am I back on? Okay. You say you didn't clean your house?
No, I sure did. I'm
on your way.
Can they come next week?
No, tonight. That's all right. This is Ralph Edwards, the new Duds, sending you dozens of good washes. And until next week, when we keep making calls until some one of you identifies Pop and Mama Hush, good night, everybody. Go ahead, everybody. Go on.
It's here, the great new Dream. A wholly new idea in shampoos.
Now, new Dream gives a complete hair beauty routine. Hair shines naturally, without brightening rinses. Sets easily. Holds the curl so long, without setting lotion. What's the magic?
New Dream's patented cleansing agent, found in no other shampoo.
What a step forward in hair care. For your complete hair beauty routine, all you do is shampoo
with new Dream.
All right, they're all filing out, getting into buses. We don't have an audience to applaud, so we're just, that's it. Have a good time. Sandwiches for everybody over there.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Procter & Gamble. Ralph Edwards' Truth of Consequences came to you from Hollywood and Papa and Mama Hush's Hideaway.
Goodbye.
Spike Jones appeared through the courtesy of the Coca-Cola Company.
Go ahead, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.